everybody. Welcome to Brotherly Pod. Here it is, Friday, March 8th, 2024, 2:59 p.m. Trade deadline is upon us, and the Flyers did some shit today. Barely, I guess. They more just wasted a bunch of time than anything. But made some moves the other day, which we'll talk about. We got, Andy, that's your name. Andy's here to to help. Hi.
Maybe one day you'll remember my name. Hey guys, how you doing? This is what the fuck is going on here. That's really all I have to say about this with these. Who did we get? Eric Johnson?
Eric Johnson, yes.
Why?
Well, you know, he's the veteran culture.
Is that it? Is that
really
it?
Yeah, actually, that's pretty much it, yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
Nick is here as well. The one player that is older than Nick in the league, believe it or not.
Oh. Wow.
How dare you introduce me like that? How dare you? But hello, everybody. It is officially 3 o'clock p.m., and I'm pissed off. But let's go.
Well, Papa talked about it. Eric Johnson for a fourth-round pick in 2024. Eric Johnson, you know, he and Mark Stahl are going to be on the same team now. If this was 2009, that would be pretty cool. It is 2024. Mark Stahl is 37. Eric Johnson turns 36 in 2 weeks. Yeah. This pretty much signifies that Ristolainen and or Drysdale are not coming back this season, and they needed a extra body on the right side, which means that Adder's going to be the odd man out, and probably not Ginning. So there you go. Way to once again fuck over their own prospects. After Ginning threw that check last night, too, on Reinhardt, I don't think he's going anywhere.
Beautiful.
He's probably going to be in this one. That's the weight towards his heart. But that's a move, all right. And they also sent Wade Allison to Nashville for Denis Gurianov in a relatively nothing deal. Two AHLers, essentially. Gurianov, one of those guys that seems to have promise and then never is able to transition it to the NHL. Wade Allison, disliked by Tortorella for some ungodly reason. And that was your move today, the one from before, Ryan Johansson and a first-round pick, and two for Sean Walker and a fifth. It does not sound like they moved Ryan Johansson. We had a heated argument in the Brotherly Puck chat, whether it's Johansson or Johansson. And the answer is, I don't fucking care what it is. I'm going to go with Johansson. But, yeah, he's still here and was demoted to the AHL right away because he and Tortorella have a pretty ugly history together. He's basically the Pierre-Luc Dubois before Pierre-Luc Dubois. So, yeah. He's still got 1 year left in his contract at $4 million. The question is, why bother acquiring this guy if you know he's never going to play for you and he's got a year on his deal? I feel like just taking Walker for a second-round pick, headache-free, would have been a lot easier than having to take on a player nobody likes. And if he's such a horrible, miserable, terrible culture guy, it's a good thing they're sending him to the AHL with all of their prospects then. Great call! I'm sure that will really build the environment down there. But yeah, that's it. Scott Laughton is still here, unsurprisingly. We pretty much predicted this for weeks leading into it, that there's, you know, if they turned down the King's ransom for this guy in the 2023 offseason, there was no way they were going to sell him for peanuts now, especially with the culture leadership. And when they named him, you know, renamed him, I guess, one of the alternate captains a few weeks ago when they coronated Couturier, it was a pretty obvious sign that they weren't going to get rid of him. And, yeah, Mark Stahl still here as well. And that was it. That's your Philadelphia Flyers trade deadline. Woo. Who?
Go ahead, Andy. You first.
I mean, what does it really say? Too much. Like, it's more than they did last year, for sure. That's the biggest thing.
When your bar is Chuck Fletcher, this was a decent deadline. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, people have been kind of making the parade happen for Danny Briere this week, thinking he's this mastermind GM with trading Sean Walker for a first and Ryan Johansson or Johansson, and Nick Seeler getting re-signed to
forgot about that. Jesus,
like,
Christ.
The term is what really confuses me. Why the fuck do you want a 31-year-old for 4 years with 2 years on a no trade clause.
Because a culture guy. That's all that matters. That is the only thing that matters, apparently. Talent, no go. Doesn't matter. If you are a culture guy, that's why you're here.
I don't know. It's
scoring goals is overrated. As long as you like each other, that's all that matters.
I feel like you didn't need to do this with Nick Seeler. I get that he's probably I guess that's really it. He must be the locker room guy at this point. So they must really want to keep that vibe. And I don't think it's really worth it because I don't really understand how deep they're going to go, especially now that they've added another 36, like mid 30-year-old defenseman. So now Mark Stahl and Eric Johnson.
And Big Johnson over there.
Former number one pick Eric Johnson to you.
Yeah. Okay. Stanley Cup champion Eric Johnson.
Okay, well.
Based on the replies from some of the Sabres fans in my mentions, by the way, they were jumping up and down for joy that Johnson was no longer on their roster. So.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just didn't seem like they really did anything that's going to really help their playoff push at this point with. There's no real stellar additions.
Have you ever listened to you can go on YouTube and pull up a Trump speech, right? There are people that then redo the speech, but do it in a very monotone, basic move. So when you take away the flamboyant delivery, it's just a bunch of fucking gibberish nonsense, right? Mm-hmm. This is essentially what happened. You go on Twitter, let Pierre cook! He's the greatest general manager that ever lived! He's doing this and that! When you look at these moves, it's kind of like, meh. You got a first-round pick for Walker. It's fine. Now you fucked yourself with Johansson's contract. But other than that, it was a day. You got an extra depth defenseman there because of the injuries, but it was a very meh kind of deadline.
What do you get? We just got one. Do we just get one draft pick or we get a couple? But we only got one first
round. You just got one for Johansson.
That's it.
Yes.
So that's a rebuild and a half right there.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It's just, I guess at this point, they're all in on this group of people. You know, this team is where they want to be with. And it's getting more and more apparent as they keep signing guys and not trying to let them go.
Yeah, when they re-sign Johnson in the summer for a 5-year deal because he's a good leader, we're going to have a problem then. But
don't you dare speak that into existence.
Yeah, what the fuck? Why would you even... Now it's going to manifest.
I mean, it's going to happen one way or the other, whether I said it out loud or not. Let's be real. If he blocks a shot, it's over. 5-year, $5 million extension.
Yeah, exactly. He
sign
he
this, gets please. Into...
quick, get the fucking pen and paper out.
Here. Sign here, please.
You'll be 47 by the end of this deal. Doesn't matter. Don't care. Under contract.
I'm 100% convinced that Nick Seeler got an extension because of that one preseason game where he had that one fight last year. And where he goes, let's fucking go. And like he's trying to get the crowd
that
all
one?
Like...
There was the one he threw the ref out of the way for when he fought Jamie Oleksiak 2 years ago now.
But, they really thought that was the culture. And it just seems like, you know, you're talking about a new era of Orange, but this is like the pandering era of Orange with everything they've done this past year.
Pretty much.
And like the team's fine. They're playing above what we thought they would play with. They're probably going to get the playoffs. They're probably going to get knocked down in the first round. I'm not even trying to be pessimistic. That just seems realistic at this point. And I don't know. I'm just kind of whatever. It's all right next year at this point. What happens at the draft? What happens on the offseason? Where are we going to be at next year? That's kind of where I'm at this point with the trade deadline because there isn't really anything great. I'm interested to see what they do with these first round picks and whatever assets they have. And I'm interested to see if they maybe trade Scott Laughton in the offseason. But at this point, I'm expecting Travis Konecny to get a maximum deal, maximum term. I'm expecting every single player on here to be here for the next few years. And I mean,
Pretty much.
Of them are.
I mean, 19 of the 23 with Seeler's extension are now under contract for the 24-25 season. So, Nick?
I've been more jovial with you. Since you've had me on this season, I've always tried to be a little more positive, but I guess to start with the Walker trade, I appreciate getting a first because the Penguins didn't even get a straight up first for Gensel. That's only a conditional if the Hurricanes make the Cup finals. If not, it's a second. And you've seen all these other trades where no one's getting firsts, but somehow the Flyers got a first for Walker. Don't like taking on Johansson or Johansson, I guess, whatever region we're from or country we're in. But my guess is they're buying him out, maybe. Like, maybe they're going to buy him and Atkinson out this summer.
I thought
summer.
They were going to buy Atkinson and Peterson out, which would be about $4 million. Sounds like $3.5 million or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That money is now to Johansson. So I assume they're buying him out. But then what the fuck do you do with Atkinson and Peterson now?
They keep him.
They keep Peterson on the Phantoms. Whatever. Stay on the fucking Phantoms. And then maybe they'll buy out two players. I don't fuck. Can you buy out two players in the summer?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, maybe they'll buy them both out. So I appreciate getting a first. Don't like the Johansson return. That was a little shocking. And that Avalanche first round pick is probably going to be a late round pick anyway, though.
Top
so
10 protected. I'm like, that seems worthless.
Then it goes to 2026.
Yeah.
If it is. So
if I was a betting man, I don't think they're going to be in the top 10.
No. And then speaking of the Avalanche, Eric Johnson was nothing more than a passenger on that unbelievable team that won the Cup. I don't understand. If you wanted to get a veteran, again, why him? Like, the Buffalo Sabres have been getting, they can't keep the puck out of their net. He's part of that defensive group. He's always been considered a bottom pair defending at best over the last few years. Don't get it. And I don't get it after a Panthers game last night where Adderd and Ginning, I didn't think, whoa, what the fuck? Like, against the best team in the league.
Yeah, they both had a good
stellar
game.
Yeah,
believe it or not, their fucking prospects can play in the NHL.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, again, like, why not just roll with those two for now? Because this isn't a cup run. We know it's not a cup run. Everyone that has half a brain and can be real with themselves knows that this is...
Which is very few these days, if there's one thing I've learned over the last couple of days.
Oh, my God, yeah. The Stepfords are back. Like, insane, the Stepford Flyers fans are back. At best, this is a second-round team. And the Hurricanes got Freddie Anderson back from his blood clots. And they acquired Jake Gensel. And I think Hurricanes acquired
Kuznetsov.
They have Kuznetsov if he can shake his demons. So beating the Hurricanes now seems even less likely because Ersson is pretty good like last night. And then he still gives up some of these soft goals. Back to the deadline. Don't like the Sealer extension. I like the value, but if it was like a two-year extension...
It's a typical Flyers extension where the AAV is not terrible, but the term is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, if
constant story
made,
over the last 4 or 5 years.
You're not kidding. Yeah. Why not make it a two-year deal? There's plenty of kids in the pipeline that you could have...
They have $4 million committed to Sealer and Poehling for the next two seasons. That's crazy
like
when you can find replacements for league minimum in the summer.
Yeah.
See this, and I thought the whole Poehling getting re-signed or getting the extension was the kind of tip that Lawton was going
to
go.
Precursor to Lawton?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's really what I thought because you don't need both of them on this team.
It would have made sense, but there's no way they were moving Lawton. I don't think there was ever a good chance they were.
They probably put a
too high of a price
on
him. That's what I always fucking come back to that culture. I hate this. I hate this culture so much. I want talent. I don't give a fuck about culture. God. It's so fucking overrated. The idea that the only people that can bring good culture to a hockey team are your dime a dozen, washed up, fucking depth player nobodies. That good players can't do it. We can't add Trevor Zegers, not the culture thing. And that's what really fucking worries me about this Johansson thing. Listen, I think at the end of the day, he's got a problem with Torts. He and Torts aren't working together, and they just can't say that part out loud, right?
Did they overlap?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
He played in Columbus's first season. He played him for 37 games, called him a gigantic fat fuck, and then he traded him.
To Nashville?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, continue. Sorry.
He was Dubois before there was a Dubois. But if you're writing this guy off before he ever even gets on a plane to come to Philadelphia because he's bad for the room, how long before they use that excuse when it comes to the offseason? well, we can't add Noah Hanifin in free agency because he's bad for the room. Well, how do you know that? Like, the only person that I can conceive just looking at this roster that would have overlapped player-wise with Johansson in Columbus is Cam Atkinson. Nobody else would have. It's just like, I just, this culture, man. People would overrate it now and overhype it, and Daniel's just a negative asshole and all this and that, but when this team tops out as a first-round playoff loss every year like they did in Columbus, don't say I didn't fucking warn you. Because culture, when a bunch of depth randos, doesn't mean shit. You need talent, and they clearly have no interest in getting the talent. They want the washed-up depth leadership, because that's what Tartts wants!
It's a massive... We said this before, Dan. It's a massive overcorrection. They were so soft. They literally just sleptwalked their way through the last couple of seasons. This ain't happening anymore. This is Philadelphia. So I understand you want to fix it. We all wanted it fixed. But now you're overcorrecting like anything in society. Like, it's such an overcorrection. You've forgotten. You appear to have forgotten. What else wins cups besides depth guys? You still need dudes that will put the puck in the net. Like, you could turn to this guy and you know he's going to put the puck in the net for you. We don't really have much of that. No one in this on this team is a proven playoff player.
No.
And we're not, I guess we're clearly not going to let anyone young prove it, because,
hell no.
Like we said, why do we need Addard or Ginning? Or Andre.
Brink.
Or
Lexell.
Brink.
Both Lexell. Of which
Lexell
were scratched
had that
the
bad
Panthers.
Shift, and you haven't seen him since.
Yep.
Him and Brink had that bad shift. They both got stapled to the bench in, what was that, Washington?
Yeah, Washington like a week and a half ago.
And you haven't seen Lexell since.
Nope.
And, I mean, he was fucking pissed towards. But.
Yeah.
To stick to the deadline, it's just, it's par for the course the last few deadlines. Why is... Is this Scott Laughton or Eric Lindros we're fucking talking about? You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
It's, yeah. We overvalue these guys. And at this point, fuck it. Take this team. Do whatever you want with this team. If this is what you want to do, you guys can just crash and burn at this point. Because I keep getting people going in my mentions going, oh, well, while you guys are being all negative with your thumb up your ass, I'm going to be at the fucking Farg during the playoffs getting fucking bombed. And I'm like...
You
okay.
do that. You pay $1,000 to watch the Carolina Hurricanes kick the Flyers' assholes into their asses.
And then let's see.
That's your prerogative, I suppose.
Let's see. Honestly, don't do anything this offseason. Let this team come back the way it is, because this is the culture and this is what you guys want. And then you guys come back the next year and see exactly if this works again.
Yep.
And then now
it will
next.
Not.
No, then it's going to be a
fire.
And
even if it does, they top out minimally. They're a bubble team. This roster, in its entirety, they could be able to do this again. They could play slightly above their heads for another couple of years. But this isn't a cup-winning team. Sweet Christ. Even when they're fully healthy, it's not close to a cup-winning team. They're just a bunch of dudes.
What's frustrating, too, is the teams that are chasing you, like the and two of them being your biggest rivals, the Penguins and Devils, threw up the white flags. They surrendered. Yeah. They traded guys away. And the Capitals are kind of on the fence. So it's like, you have...
If the Devils had a goaltender, they would have lapped the fucking Flyers this season, hands down.
Yeah.
They've dealt with their injury problems. They lost Hamilton and all this shit. You know, the Caps and Penguins are definitely on the downward spiral at this point. Islanders just forever exist in mediocrity. But,
yeah. I don't think they added the Islanders. The Islanders are probably the only real threat to the Flyers. And I don't think they added.
Islanders have two games in hand and are 4 points down. So, yes, they could do it. I think the tiebreaker happens in April. I believe
the Flyers play the Islanders
in the previous games. But both wild card spots are held by Atlantic Division teams with 72 points, Red Wings and Lightning. So,
Panthers just got a goalie. Flyers got Dennis Granoff for Wade Allison. Granoff. He's an AHLer. Is that just kind of like a
he's more or less an AHLer. He's one of those guys. He's like a quad A guy. He dominates in the AHL and then just can never put the pieces together in the NHL. I don't know whether they give him an opportunity in the big leagues or not.
Probably not.
I guess if they
if it's
an opportunity to fuck up Brink and Lexell, then yes, they will give him an opportunity to do it. But otherwise, he'll just go to the AHL. And Ryan Johansson, I guess, is going to the AHL. They
didn't say if he was going to report or not.
I don't even know what to make of this guy.
He's still in Denver.
It was so crazy how quickly they put him on waivers, too. It was like, Johansson's on the Flyers.
I don't think the trade was officially announced before they announced he was on waivers.
No, they literally said that. That's what they said. They're literally like, I think no one confirmed it. And then they said, oh, he's going straight to waivers.
Why did
they
bother adding a guy that is so against the fundamental culture, quote unquote, that they're trying to build in the first place? Like people, oh, they got a first round pick for Walker. No, they didn't. They got a first round pick for Walker and taking on this god awful player. This fucking, I don't even know what he is. Like, just some guy that nobody likes with 1 year left at $4 million. Who's completely against the absolute basics you're preaching in culture right now. He does have 23
really
points, which would be fifth on the Flyers in scoring, by the way.
Wow.
Colorado team, yeah.
You know.
That was a bust for them, huh? They just acquired Johansson this summer.
Yeah.
To try and to give depth after Landeskog, and he's clearly past it.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty much out of it.
And listen, I put this on Twitter the other day, and people just are fucking idiots, believe it or not. But there was this whole thing. He's got a not great history with torts. The Phantoms desperately need some forward help. Real bad for their own playoff push. But the Flyer center depth is not great. Sean Couturier and Scott Laughton, you're telling me Johansson is worse than those two right now? This is not saying that he's good, because I highly doubt that's true.
Yeah.
But it's just your NHL center depth is so goddamn piss poor that there's no way he's somebody you can easily overlook as far as a worse option these two. It's all culture-based. Why bring him on if they know that he's culture-based? He went through waivers, nobody wanted him. No shit, nobody wanted him. I just... Oh, God. I hate this team.
Yeah, it's... What would you really say about this team anymore? It is just so bare minimum. They're trying to just get fans back after the last few years of just beyond mediocrity. So they will do anything they possibly. I'm still waiting for the Kate Smith statue to come back up.
One of these days.
I'd like that.
It's gonna happen. I mean, they very well might and pull some kind of backtrack excuse.
Good
out of their
news, fellow boomers. Kate Smith is coming back after we indulge Nick Delorier doing another extension.
Nick DeLorey himself is going to erect the statue.
I really don't understand why Brink got, because he sat yesterday, right?
They both did. Lexell and Brink both did.
Well, Lexell, that's a given. He's a career AHLer. He can't get any NHL time. So obviously he's done. But hasn't Brink scored in like almost every game since he got called up?
He scored in the game he got called up. He scored in the Capitals game, and then he had that bad shift, and he's been either scratched or benched on the fourth line ever since, playing like 7 minutes a night.
Because Cam Atkinson needs to play.
Yes.
When's the last time Cam Atkinson scored a fucking goal?
I believe it was
99.
Early January, I believe, was the number.
The Jets game?
I think so. I think he scored like two in the Jets game or something like that. I can't remember. Yeah. What's
he scored on January 23rd against Tampa.
That
was his last point.
He hasn't had a point in a month and a half, almost.
6 weeks, yeah.
Yo, he rules. He's a nice guy. And like, I hate to bash a nice guy, but it's so frustrating to see Brink sit while he's getting minutes for doing literally nothing but just eating ice time. You could literally give those minutes the same amount of minutes to Brink, and he probably could make something. It's literally insane. I don't get it.
But he's a leader. It's a culture guy.
Okay, cool. And who else is scoring then?
It doesn't matter. They got a good culture.
Travis Konecny? Cool.
Nothing matters. They got culture.
How this team goes to the playoffs. I'm really curious to see how this team answers to the playoffs, because I think... Who's the only who on that team has playoff experience? It's Travis Konecny, Sean Couturier.
Oh, don't get me started on Konecny in the playoffs.
That's where
most of
them
I don't think any of them have significant. I guess Hathaway probably won a cup with Washington, but
Eric Johnson won a cup.
Eric Johnson and Garnett Hathaway. Everybody else. Mark Stahl made the run with Florida last year, I suppose.
Yeah, he was.
But
he
other
was
than that, nobody else has any kind of real experience except maybe the few series they were in. I mean, Couturier played in the Flyers Penguin series in 2012. Mm-hmm. that was neat.
Yeah, when you got that hat trick, that was pretty cool.
Konechny with 1 point in 22 postseason games or whatever it is.
Yeah, this is the thing where I really, really hope they consider trading. I really hope that they get their asses handed to them, just so Briere can kind of get that kind of wake up call where he's like, man, maybe I should have fire sailed a little more with this. Just
it
because
won't be a wake up call. They're gonna see it as gravy no matter what. Hey, we shouldn't have been here. We got here. We lost. No shit, we lost. Oh well, let's run it back and try again.
Even if they get swept or something, what if they got what if they do get swept? What if they cannot like get a playoff win with this team?
Which is a possibility.
What do you do? You do nothing. You're gonna sit on your hands. Good. Okay. Culture. All right. We'll see how that goes next year. And at this point, if that's the way they want to run it, we're gonna get a top five spot at next year. And I mean in this next draft, it seems like that's the one everyone wants to go for instead of this year. It doesn't seem like it's very deep this year, and that's what's kind of kills me. Would have liked to get someone in the top 10 this year, but they really just wanted to win. They really just wanted to get people in those seats. That's all it is. It's that short-term game, but long-term it's going to be a loss. But we're negative, so
yeah, we're just negative.
But we're negative.
Just so people have one last thing to yell at us about, Garnett Hathaway was still on Calgary when Washington won the cup.
He was a Calgary Flame at one point? What?
That's where he started, buddy.
Huh. I always thought he was a Cap.
No. But I cannot. This is now beyond me. How does not anybody get to play over Cam Atkinson, who hasn't put up a point since January? That's fucking insane.
He's not even like I got it for the first few months of the year of the season because he had to, you know, get his wheels turned again. You had to see what you had with him after him being gone last year. But now you see what he's got. He's every bit of the age he looks, and he's at the end of his, you know, he's got to be at the end of his career at this point.
Oh,
so,
yeah, they're buying him out. Dan and I are both convinced he's getting bought out.
He has to.
By the way, speaking of old farts, remember, Dan, just to backtrack about the trades, remember when people were like, oh, they got Mark Stahl to trade him? Well, he's still fucking here.
Yeah, this valuable asset, Mark Stahl, at the deadline that everyone thought was going to be such a great key player for them during the season, and they did nothing but bitch, and then he didn't get traded. What a surprise. But remember, we're negative. I can't wait.
God damn.
I can't. People think, you know, I've even had people over the years say, Daniel just says these things so we can say that he's right. And I'm like, that's not necessarily the point. It's just, this is the obvious conclusion when looking at it on a macro scale. If I felt as though the Flyers were building towards something good, I would fucking tell you. If they were built like the Vegas Golden Knights right now, you think I would sit here and complain about shit? No, because they're a good team with top-tier management that knows what the fuck they're doing. We've spent the last 10 years in hell. Yeah. This is the Ron Hextall mentality all over again. It's the same thing. It is the, you know, there's so much of Briere that is equal parts Fletcher and Hextall. And you're building a roster with low ceiling guys in the name of culture, refusing to play your prospects. You're hoarding these draft picks for what fucking reason? You're never going to play them in the NHL. That's one thing we've learned this year. In the name of culture, guys. And they're not going to sell those assets for Trevor Zegras, for Noah Hanifin, for Steven Stamp, for whoever it is that they want to get in the summer. They're not going to do it. They're going to run it back. This team, as currently constructed, yeah, it's got good vibes. Vibes are not a tangible building strategy. If this dries up and goes away and you're left with a roster full of fourth liners that score 3 goals a year, you are fucked. This is not a reach. This is not hoping they fail. This is being able to analyze this team objectively, because I don't give a fuck about Travis Konechny. I don't give a fuck about Danny Briere. I don't care. I don't give a fuck if none of these players are on this roster when they win a cup. I just want to win one. There are better ways to do it than what they're doing right now. This is not going to work long term. I guarantee it, unless there are significant changes. And this team doesn't know how to make a significant change. It's been 15 years since the Chris Pronger trade. 15 years, 2009. Nick was 40 in 2009.
I'm catching strays now, for fuck's sake.
Damn. It's been so long since they've made a worthwhile addition, a notable trade, and these random fucking depth plugs in the name of culture signing Nick Seeler for the rest of fucking eternity doesn't win you championships. For fuck's sake. And nobody's going to admit that out loud until we wait 5 years being a first-round playoff team. I had somebody the other day being like, you know, they pulled up the Columbus lineup during the when they beat Tampa. They go, yeah, look at this lineup, and look what they did. Yeah, they beat Tampa.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Oh, they got crushed by Boston and then never made it back to the second round? Torts was a coach in Columbus for 6 years. They made the playoffs in 4 of those 6 years. They made it past the first round once. 3 first-round eliminations. That was the thing we were supposed to be avoiding here when Hextall took over. That was the whole gimmick at the time of this team deserves more than first-round playoff exits. 10 fucking years later, and that's what we settled for.
Literally all we had with them, too. That's the crazy part.
They couldn't even make the playoffs back-to-back years with Hextall here.
Nope. Mm.
Continue, Andy.
I think the one thing that Danny Briard doesn't have that Ron Hextall has that elongate his career a little bit was that team had Claude Giroux, Jacob Voracek, Wayne Simmons when he was, you know, in more of his prime, Sean Couturier when he was, you know, younger and looking more like a Selke guy. You don't have that really here. You have Travis Konecny, who is he's
60
good.
Point
he's
guy.
Fine.
Woo-hoo.
He's fine. But he's not top, you know, he is not elite talent. You
he's not Owen Batman. Tipper. He's the Robin to your Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really where he is. And I hate that we overvalue him like he is like a elite all-star player. He's good. And I hoped he would have been that all-star
just
player.
Just wait
until
he gets his
$10
million extension.
It's not. He's not worth $10 million. And I think
it doesn't
he's great.
Matter. That's what he's getting. If you're lucky, and, by the way, that's what he's getting. He's probably getting fucking 12.
You have that. You have an aging Sean Couturier. You have Owen Tippett, who's figuring
fine.
It out, but he's
Tippett,
he's
Farabee,
still,
Konecny, they're fine players,
they're
but Nick
fine.
Just called they're the Robins to your Batman.
Exactly. They're all Robins, and you have no Batman.
Then who's your Batman? Mitch Cobb in 3 years? Oh, boy. Great.
And that's the thing. It's like you cannot bank on Mishkov. I cannot wait for Mishkov to be here if he does come does actually come here. I cannot wait. But we have so many more questions than just Mishkov.
Yeah. I don't get excited about any of that shit until they're wearing a Flyers uniform because Cutter Gauthier, huh?
Yep.
Huh? And all those other years, I've said this before, where the World Juniors are going on. Oh, the Flyers have the best number of prospects here, and what did that fucking matter?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not really developing him either.
No, that's
what are
too.
You doing? What are you doing?
Look at Wade Allison. Sitting. Now he's gone. This was a very pro Wade Allison podcast.
Yep.
I do like Wade Allison. I really
Wade
do.
Allison. It is fucking wild to me how much the fan base actively hates him, too. Like, they fucking overvalue the shit out of someone like Konecny, but hate Wade Allison. By the way, you place you want to play a fun game here because I saw a lot of this today. He's always injured. Wade Allison and Travis Konecny both played 60 games last year, and by percentage, played the same amount of games this season. Allison played 46 of 52, and Konecny played 58 of 64. They have played the same amount of games over the last two seasons. One of them is an injury-prone, worthless guy. The other one is a 60-point fucking...
And to continue, Travis Konecny only has one more playoff career goal than Wade Allison.
Yep.
Yeah, it's.
I will die on that hill. If Konecny puts up some goals in the playoffs, I'll shut the fuck up about that. But until then, Mr. One Goal in 22 playoff games.
He disappears. He disappeared in the one playoffs, like the one playoff run they had in the bubble. He had no points.
No goals.
Didn't he?
No goals.
He had a few assists. No goals.
His only goal came in the Penguins series.
Yeah, and it was not even at home.
In 2018.
Oh my God, that's 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm still hurting from that because I was at the Wells Fargo Center when they got shut out in one of those playoff games, and man, I feel like I wasted so much
money. Beat like a redheaded stepchild, and then
That was a 6-game series. It didn't even feel like it.
No, it felt prolonged. I was like, just sweep them, just sweep them. They don't have the fight in them to win that series, and I can't imagine it being any better this time around. If we're going against Carolina, I'm just glad Tony D'Angelo and Brendan Lemieux are not on that team when we get our asses kicked. There is no way Tony D'Angelo is seeing playoff time unless everyone gets hurt.
Does he not play regularly for them?
No.
He got waived.
He did?
Yep.
He and Brendan Lemieux got waived.
Today?
I was so happy.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
No shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, once a douchebag, always a douchebag.
See, both of them, too. They're a little podcast duo and... talking about
they are
I think they did have a podcast. I'm pretty sure they talked about it. I'm making a joke, or they made a joke about doing one because they're both like the MAGA dudes, so they're talking about, oh, we can be these voices for the NHL or something. I think I can't
Hurdle
exactly
and
remember
two third round picks for a first round pick.
God. Next year's first round pick and San Jose retained salary.
Where's the trade tracker?
Jack Roslovic for a fourth. Why didn't the Flyers do that?
Because he doesn't block seven shots a game.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like Nick Seeler, he blocks shots. Great.
Matt Dumba for a fifth. Why didn't they do that?
It probably would have helped a little more than Johnson.
They gave him a fourth round pick for Eric Johnson, but fucking...
Or Matt Dumba went for Dumba.
Matt Dumba. Oh my God. It's insane.
I mean,
but you know
matter.
What? Let Danny
God,
cook.
That's dumb.
Let Danny cook, dude.
Oh, yeah,
let Danny
cook.
Chad Ruedel and Eric Johnson got the same return, except...
Chad Ruedel still plays hockey? What?
He's on the Rangers now. It's for a fourth in 2027.
I'm trying to find... So, wait, where did Gensel go? I can't remember. He went
Carolina.
To Carolina?
As I was saying, didn't even get... They only got a conditional first. Pittsburgh only got a conditional first. If Carolina makes the finals, they get a first. Pittsburgh. If
that's such a terrible fucking.
If Carolina doesn't make the finals, it's a second rounder. So that's where it's like, oh, cool. The Flyers got a first for like way less of a player than a lot of guys that went out there. But now we have to buy out two forwards instead of Peterson and a
two forwards and a goaltender. Toffoli went for a second and a third.
Dude, the vibes are great. Okposo to the Panthers a conditional pick.
The Sabres captain.
Yeah, he was the Sabres captain, and he went for a seventh round pick, I think, and a defenseman.
It's the equivalent of giving a fucking Sean Couturier to see.
My God.
Washed up dude.
Acquire Chad.
Alex Wenberg for a second and fourth. Bowen buy him for Casey Mittelstadt in a mind-blowing drain.
Yeah, that was kind of shocking. Why did the Flyers go for Bowen Byram?
Because he's not a leader.
Because they don't want to make any big additions.
He's
23. They can't trust in this group.
23-year-old? We need a 37-year-old.
Yeah, we're just going to acquire him and make him watch. Now watch how these 37-year-olds play.
What a weird rebuild this is when you have a more 30-year-olds than you probably do have 20-year-olds.
It's almost like they're not rebuilding.
It's the one foot in, one
God,
foot out.
There, I don't remember who wrote the fucking headline, but there was something this morning where it's like, the Flyers have picked a direction now. And I'm like, they fucking did? you got a first round for Walker, which is nice, but you re-signed Seeler to a lifetime contract and then brought in fucking Eric Johnson for a playoff run. They didn't pick a direction.
I hope, and this is just hope, that Johnson's just there in case Addard or Ginning sink or swim. Then you can play Johnson. I know.
Johnson in the lineup more than Addard right now, I'm going to absolutely.
Danny Breer has asked Ryan Johansson to report to the Lehigh Valley Phantoms.
Okay. So they couldn't do anything with them. I mean, what?
Mike says Danny
needs
to get
his
autograph.
Have you heard of a town called Allentown?
Allentown, PA.
Lehigh Valley.
There's a place called Quakertown not too far. Don't go to the Q Mart.
God, Jesus.
Oh, my my God, Christ.
You know of the Q-Mart?
I do know of the Q-Mart. Yeah, I used to live in that area. I'm based in Lancaster right now, but I'm from like Montgomery County area, more kind of, I probably look closer to Shane than anyone here.
No, me and Dan are now.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
He's in
Parkasie. I don't like to say on here. And then Dan's up in I'm not gonna say where he's
we'll
at.
Throw Shane under the bus, but keep our identity
secret. He said it himself on here. I'll say I'm in Billy Quaker Meats. Town. I live in a Quakertown zip code. I don't live in
But yeah, I live near Quakertown. I've been to Q-Mart.
You can literally taste the asbestos when you walk in.
That's where I discovered my cock and ball torture fetish.
That's where I discovered my docking fetish. Can we just start talking about docking again? There it is. There's the book.
Unless I have to.
I haven't been there in years.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time.
You could smell and taste the mold, and it's just always, it's always damp in there. It doesn't matter what it is outside. It's damp inside. That's what you grow up in, like Greenland.
That's how happy we are about this deadline. Now we're talking about the fucking Q-Mart.
Yeah, I know. No, I grew up more like in the like Sourton, Lansdale, Harleysville area.
My wife grew up in Sourton.
Oh no shit! That's crazy.
Went to Sourton High School.
Oh, I went to North Penn.
All right, boom! Fuck you guys. Okay, that was their rival.
That was a Sean Walker jersey. That was what he was wearing in that high school, whatever, the last game before he got traded. So you know, I'm cool as shit. No, I'm not.
Breer's hosting another press conference. Why?
There's some sort of press conference, yeah, but I'm not
listening. We traded Wade Allison, and we didn't get Ryan Johansson because, believe it or not, nobody fucking wants this guy.
Well, they put him on waivers and no one picked him up. There was a little bit of a hint there. I guess they were hoping they could...
They were going to retain money on him, which would have been even dumber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Evil Gritty, so what's the plan for Ryan Johansson? Dude, Evil Gritty is killing me right now. I saw I don't know, he, she, they, we'll go with whatever. It's because it's Gritty. but
I have that person muted, but go ahead.
Because he did that whole bit with when Tortorella yelled at Brink and Alexa, I was like, get the NHLPA involved. I saw some sort of like hack wannabe Flyers article site be like, fans are calling for Torts to get looked at by the NHLPA. And I was like, oh my fucking God. And the only source was that Dr. Evil Gritty tweet. That just tickled me a little pink.
I mean, if you're going to bench Brink and Lixell, like, can you at least like have the lesson? Like, all right, this made me unhappy. I'm going to bench it the rest of the game. Like, can you fucking put him back out there? See if they like, are learning? Like, no.
That's the thing. No. It's like, that's what you should have done all year, is you should have had Lexel, Brink, whoever the fuck
were
Adderd,
Andre.
You didn't need Mark Stahl. Sean Walker, good, whatever. Nick Steeler doesn't need to be here all this time. He could have been fucking traded in the offseason last year if the trade rumors were correct with his pricing. There was no point. You should have came into this season with no expectations, just said to the guys, listen, if you guys do great, great. No pressure. Just get out there, learn the game, see how you are in the NHL, and let's kind of figure out what we got here.
Yeah. And if you had to sit somebody, sit a kid for a kid.
Yeah.
Rather than sit a kid so Delorier can play 5 minutes a night.
And that's the thing, it's like Delorier isn't even playing long. Like, he's playing 5 minutes a night, so it's a waste of time. So you're only basically playing 11 forwards. Well, they were playing 11-7 for a while.
That was fucking annoying.
Delorier, 713, 725, 628, 1010, 747, 628, 737, 622, 425, 518, 450, 735, 10, 11, 930, 456. That's a 7. 743, 336 against fucking Calgary. 710, 835, 935. So, pretty much ever since the new year, he's been playing less than 10 minutes a night. In some cases, less than 5 minutes a night. Nick again apparently has his head in his hands.
I'm just looking at a tweet now saying apparently there were some lengthy conversations Philadelphia had with the Ducks about trading.
Except that guy's
Morgan
a goddamn
Frost.
Moron who doesn't actually have sources. So I would not be repeating shit on
which
my
guy.
Oh, no shit. Oh, no shit. Okay, nope. Then never mind. Never mind.
None of your business, Nick.
I'll send it later. But it's okay, then never mind. If he has no sources, he is incredible. I'll shut up about it. But it would have been kind of cool to see that. I will say it was basically just like someone saying Morgan Frost and picks for Trevor Zegras. Nothing close to both sides.
Which that should be happening, but I don't think it's going to. Because
I mean,
that means they wouldn't be adding talent. The only reason I think that's feasible is because they hate Morgan Frost. Tortorella would rather not play this guy, but they don't have an opportunity, right? They don't have a choice right now. So I think it's feasible that that could be, if something happens, that's what it could be, but.
Oh, God. I would actually cream if Morgan Frost got traded for Trevor Zegras. I would actually be
freaking
the fuck out.
That'd be the first time
ecstatic.
Down a Flyer fan be positive in years.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know. That's what I hope. What I would hope for the offseason is we get Trevor Zegras at minimum. And then, you know what? At minimum, it might be what we get because that seems to be kind of Danny Briere's MO. He's very safe with his picks. Everything we always talk about in a vacuum, these moves and trades and whatever makes sense usually. But there's nothing absolutely crazy. There's nothing absolutely that makes me want to go, oh my God, this team's going to actually do something. And we talk about culture. We talk about these depth guys having culture. We go to any of the other teams in Philadelphia. Does Bryce Harper not instill culture in that Phillies team? Isn't he like the literal face and culture of that Phillies team? Isn't Jalen Hurts the same exact way on the Eagles? You could say the same thing with Joel Embiid on the Sixers. It's, you know, why can't they're all the star players. They instill culture. Why can't we do that with some of the other guys? Why can't we get a guy who is talented, who's excited to do something here,
who's like 24 and can score and lead a team mm-hmm. and be dynamic and be good? Because they're not good culture guys. Only the Nick DeLore clones are culture guys. Who is the guy that they, from Ottawa, that there were rumors about today that DeMarco was talking about? Mark Kastelic. The guy with 19 points in 125 games. Fourth liner. Because, of course, they would have interest in him. Because he's a fucking depth guy. He's 3 goals and 4 points in 44 games this season. Why would they have interest in him? Why? Because he punches people in the face, and he's a leader. It's dumb.
Some people do need a punch in the face, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Okay.
Yay. I love
I'm
punching
sorry,
dudes.
I'm
love CT.
Anymore.
I don't know. I was kind of excited to get on this and talk about like what they did, but now I'm just kind of like, okay, so now we're just gonna be here and see what happens in the playoffs and off season.
It was
I
a
guess
fine
we'll
deadline. It could have been worse. Could have been a lot better. I don't understand the pop and circumstance around it, other than just the Breer homers are just out of control these days.
Out of control.
It's so insane. I don't know. GM of the year? Probably not. I would not call that.
No. Tortorella may win coach of the year. I wouldn't put that past him, but Breer is not winning GM of the year. No.
No. I guess we'll have to see. At that point, that's what I have to say to anyone who calls like our critiques negative. I guess we'll see. Maybe we will be getting to the second round. Maybe we'll get swept.
I think it's possible they could beat Carolina. I don't think
they might.
They're a scary team, but I think out of all the teams in the playoffs right now, I would rather face them just about anybody. That being said, I don't think they're taking down New York. I don't think they're taking down Florida or Boston or Toronto or any of the actual teams. But I don't know.
They beat the Panthers last night, so they're obviously going to beat them in a 7-game series. I mean, they looked good last night for what it's worth, and they pulled it out.
There's a
Garden
significant
Hathaway,
difference, and like, again, one of those things I wish we could have logical discussions with other people that, you know, the Breer homerism involved, but there's a significant difference between beating a team like Florida in the regular season than it is beating them in a 7-game playoff environment. It's significantly different.
Way different.
nobody, you know, they're not trying hard last night. If the Panthers were in playoff mode, they would have steamrolled these guys without a second thought. It is not the same thing. And, this is where having the lack of high-end guys is going to bite them in the ass. It's why their playoffs are going to top out. It's why they're going to struggle to get past the first round in the playoffs. It's just, they just don't have that game-changing talent. When you work harder in the regular season than everybody else, that's fine, and it gets you into the postseason. But this is not a team built for the postseason. It's not. It's not negative. No. That's just what it is. You know, I mean, if you guys want to believe in Brer, more power to you. I don't care. I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
Yeah, at this point, if you want to believe that Danny Brer is going to send this team to a cup final in the next couple years with this team, sure, they're having fun. They did the train thing at a practice once, where they were, or a conga line at the practice once, so, you know. And they have that sax song, so everything's great. I don't know. That's why I'm all, like, Flyers, 2023-2024 season. I don't know. That's really it. It's all question marks, especially, and I feel like the hockey gods really were trying to be like, slow your role player with the Cutter Gauthier thing, then the Carter Hart thing, and then, so, like, it just kept falling apart. But now they're winning games against good teams again, so, you know, everything's, all hope's not lost. Urson's the next god. You know, who cares? We'll have to see. I love the Flyers.
Yeah, I did.
Just when
them.
I
Once
thought I was
time.
Finally having fun.
Yeah, it was nice to see some actual like stuff back in the day, even though they were still losing. But now they're just so middle of the road. Nothing to really be excited for until Mishkov comes. And then at that point, are they even going to be a good enough team? Like, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid they're going to become the Edmonton Oilers in that sense, where they have no significant talented depth and they have one or two talented guys and they just ride them to in hopes that they can carry that team to a Stanley Cup.
I'd rather be the Oilers right now.
Well, yeah, right now. They're doing much better than they did at the beginning of the season.
Because their coach was a dickhead.
Well, our coach is apparently a dickhead, so...
But who needs Connor McDavid when we have Ryan Poehling?
We have Travis Konechny.
Yeah. I had somebody so fucking mad at me during one of the Toronto games because I made the comparison of Poehling and Matthews.
I remember that. People took it so seriously.
People react so weirdly to any Flyers criticism. It's kind of jarring.
Have you seen my mentions lately? Sweet Christ.
Dan, I've been looking at your mentions all week.
You probably look more at my mentions than I do.
I can actually see all the guys you probably muted.
Yeah.
I'm like
lunatics.
I'm getting into arguments with you, and I'm just because I'm saying, is it really worth being this mad over nothing? Like, yeah. You're the only one who's getting upset over this. Like, they're the only ones who are actively reacting and getting upset. You could easily just mute, block, unfollow, look outside.
Go lose your virginity or something? I
touch grass.
Yeah. Oh, fucking. People are weird. There are certain, like, there's a whole rant for us now to end the show. Listen, everybody, there are certain people out there that are going to call me an idiot never on every single post, and that's fine. It's your prerogative. I do not care. If you are one of those people and for some reason listening to this show, you are muted. I do not see you. The people that, in turn, have taken some of this stuff way too far. Mm-hmm. They are using photos, using my name, my handle, my all this shit. Just pulling out the craziest shit to a point where I am starting to worry about my own safety for some of these people. Okay. I keep a lawyer on staff for a reason. Cut the shit. All right. Go with you. Daniel, you're an idiot. That's fine. Whatever you want all day long. Daniel, I want to wear your skin and turn your face into a lamp. Please cut the shit. All right. All right. I handed out a block to somebody and they're still adding me. That's mm-hmm. nuts. These people are fucking lunatics. I'm some random guy on Twitter. I'm a disembodied voice coming through your spirit right now. This is it. Like, leave me alone. I'm sorry you get worked up at my hockey takes. You stupid, stupid assholes. Leave your fucking mom's basement and go touch some grass, and you wouldn't have to worry about what I say online. Fuck you. God, these people are insane. They're nuts. And then it just gets even worse when the Breyer stands are just incapable these days. Just shut up. If you don't like what I have to say, then don't interact with me.
Yeah, it's that simple. Like, all you're doing is creating some food for thought. Like, hey, here's some avenues.
Trying to make
people
think for more than 5 seconds, and unfortunately, nobody has that skill here in 2024.
I saw something I don't like on Twitter. Oh, no.
I got to tell him about it.
I put my phone down. Yeah. It's gone. Like, it can not exist. You could totally just, like, for your own, for people who want to react negatively, for your own mental health, just put the phone down. I beg you, because I think you'll be much happier and you probably won't feel this kind of, you don't have to just, like, vehicle this hatred to just some guy with some opinions.
All these people are muted. I have other people that tell me what these people are saying about me, too. Which is the crazy part. They want my acknowledgement so bad that they are deranged.
I'm just, I was kind of baffled reading a lot of these reactions.
So everyone, I can't believe it. Come the fuck down.
Yeah. It's okay. We're going to get in the playoffs. And whatever happens, happens, guys. And that'll be it.
And in 3 years from now, when they're in the exact same spot, I'll be very nice when I say I told you so. How about that?
Yeah. We'll come on. We'll be very, you know, talking nice, quiet, maybe do a little ASMR. It's just a, I told you so ASMR. Hey, guys, how you doing? Just I'm going to think I told you so, dumbasses.
All right, everyone. We'll call it a fucking day here. We'll be back Sunday with Dylan, and then Monday with Katie, I think, is what we got scheduled thus far. So we'll see what else goes on. We'll probably get everyone on to talk the deadline and whatnot over the next little while. Shit on the website, brotherlypuck.com, at DanTheFlyFan, brotherlypuck_pod. DanTheFlyFan _jerseys are on Instagram. You want to check that out. Tip the Tip Pod for the new Flyerside chat. We'll be back, it looks like the middle of May, for our return. One time we need to be a video podcast, yeah. Yeah, check that out, everyone. Papa!
My Twitter handle is Papa Flyers, spelled how it is. And enjoy my hockey takes. And also chill the fuck out.
Nick!
You can find me on Twitter at ForzaInter215. Go Flyers.
Woo. All right, everyone. Go Flyers. Until next time, goodbye and good night. Drop the gloves, let's go! Drop the gloves!